Another one of our Patriots Monday regulars. Ty Warren is back in the house. Good to see you.
What's going on, Dale?
I mentioned
Ty.
What's going on, Holly?
When he came in the door, I said, you look a little fired up yesterday. And Michael says, especially if they're trying to run to your side.
He takes it personally.
Don't be coming over
here. He takes it personally. You take it personally, when they run at you, don't you?
I do. It's a personal challenge. It is. It's a personal challenge. And I knew going into that game, based on the previous couple of games they've played with the new offensive line and turnover they've had on the offensive line, that they favored running over there on my side. So I definitely had to have my game.
And I know that they have a new quarterback, Ty, but you've seen the Jets many times over your career. Do you feel like they're still the same Jets? I'm not saying it disrespectfully. In terms of scheme and what they're trying to establish, are they pretty much the same team?
I think time will tell with Brett being new to the system and so forth. But I think right now, yeah, they're doing some of the same plays. They threw a couple of wrinkles in there, but maybe, you know, they're going to show some different things as Brett learns the offense more. And then, too, being that we play them twice a year, sometimes teams that we play twice a year tend to show us a little bit early on and then have something totally different the next time. So, you know, time will tell.
We were having this discussion earlier about protecting quarterbacks. And Michael made the point that the Calvin Pace roughing the quarterback penalty that was thrown on the Matt Cassel play probably shouldn't have been a roughing the passer play. Do you think quarterbacks are protected too much like Michael does?
Yeah, they are. They are. No question about it, man. You know, with all due respect, I think, you know, I was surprised that they called it like on a castle, because usually, you know, you hit a Peyton Manning late, you hit a Brady late, you hit a Favre late, or a guy that's the face of this league that's earned their right to be the face of this league like those guys have. They tend to protect them a little more, so I was even surprised that they even called it on them. But they are real protective of quarterbacks. I mean, you might as well put them on a red jersey.
You should. I mean, we were talking about one of the plays. I don't know if you heard about the Denver-San Diego game yesterday, where Denver wins the game with a two-point conversion. But one of the key plays was Jay Cutler fumbled. But the rule is, if you're a receiver doing that same thing, receiver or running back, it's a fumble. If you're a quarterback, the play is whistled dead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Cutler, he would go, you know, drive his head right in the guy's chest. But, you know, you go tee off on him, just having your head on the swivel, not, you know, intentionally trying to go hurt a guy or anything like that. But if that guy's in the way, your guy intercept the ball, it's almost like you got a, you know, Ole M or, you know, what a matador, you know, how a matador does. And, you know, just let him go about his business, and then possibly he makes a tackle or he sticks his head in your teammate's chest like Cutler did. But, I don't know. It's a little crazy sometimes, but I don't make the rules.
You talked earlier about a personal challenge in terms of the running game. Did you take it as a personal challenge, or did many guys on this team take it as a personal challenge when Matt Cassel was inserted as a starting quarterback and you had to hear some questions about how good you were with Cassel in place as a starter?
Well, I think the personal challenge for us as a defense, I would say, started last year just because of how the success the offense was having and how what we did got overshadowed by the offense. And but because you heard so much about the offense and it continued throughout the last game of the season, you know, you really didn't hear about as much. Or when people spoke on it, it kind of got watered down. But, you know, the challenge has always been there to go out there and do our best and execute the way we need to execute, whether it been last year or this year with Brady going down. But I would say that, you know, being that Brady going down, we know that we're under the microscope now, because, you know, now the focal point goes from Brady not being on the field to Matt Cassel. Yes, let's see what he's going to do, but also let's see how the defense is going to respond with Brady going down. So we're aware of that as well.
It's such a cliche in this game. You know, from a defensive standpoint, you need to stop the run, make the quarterback beat you. And that sounds so silly when the quarterback is Brett Favre, but it still doesn't change. It the way you play the game is the same whether it's Brett Favre or Tom Brady playing on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same in a sense, you know, being that, you know, Brett Favre is the quarterback back there. It might change up several things on how you might want to rush the pass or how you might want to defend him in the pocket or cover some of his routes he liked to throw to, you know. But at the same time, for the most part, you know, everything remained the same, you know.
He had one of those Brett Favre plays that we're used to, that little underhand flip, you know. You wonder how he gets them out sometimes, and he's pretty creative with some of the things he does.
Yeah, well, I think the thing that's made him successful and also has gotten him in trouble sometimes is that he just goes out there and plays the game. He just, you know, just like a kid, he's just reckless abandoned about how he goes out there and plays the game. He has knowledge of the game, a lot of experience, but I think that he just goes out and plays the game, and that's what's made him the quarterback he is and the legacy he's built.
There's a play happening right over your shoulder. You just missed it. It was the Adalys Thomas play when he got Leon Washington and he got Brett Favre. Just as a defensive lineman, tell us what kind of strength is required to do what he did on that play.
Oh, that little guy? Oh, yeah. Adalys, you talking about a giant and Pepe Le Pew, man. I don't know.
To get two of them, though.
Yeah, to get two of them. Now, that was an awesome play by Adalys. You know, what I'm going to tell you is what my coach, Pepper Johnson, to tell me. He expects you to win those type of battles, you know, when a guy like Leon Washington comes out there and block you. And this so happened, you know, he tried to fight to the end, but you know, Adalys was much overpowering than he might have thought. So, and if you look at the play, and I looked at that play and I looked at it on film and I said, you know what, that's his little thing. See, Washington, he came up to the line and he tried to dip his shoulder a little bit to make him think he was going to cut him so he can, you know, slow him down. And Adalys just kept on running through that. So it was a heads up play on him by not even stopping his feet and going to get Brett.
Now, you just said something. You said when you watched it on film already, you've watched yesterday's film. You watched yesterday's game already on film. You're a morning guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, what time do you usually get all this stuff done?
Typically, if I'm not, you know, trying to help around at the house or something needs to be done around the house, I'm probably going to be up here, you know, several hours before we have to be up here, whether it be 2.5-3 hours before we have to be up here during the weekday. My day typically starts around like 6:30.
So who's watching it with you? Are there a lot of guys watching it with you, or are you doing it by yourself?
I watch it by myself, and then I watch it with the guys, and then I watch it with the coaches. So, I mean, over the course of the day, you know, I might watch, if it's 8 hours in a day, I'm watching probably 5.5-6 hours of tape, you know, between myself, players, and the coaches.
What are you looking for? I mean, to watch it so many times, what are you trying to get out of it?
Just tendencies on the other team. I'm watching myself. I'm watching different formations and things like that. That's going to give me a key to what's to come, what's possibly to come on a particular player in a particular situation.
When you watched the film from yesterday, what did you see the Jets were trying to do with you?
They definitely tried to run over there, and they had maybe one run, and you know, that's what they tried to do with me. They tried to scheme and try to ace block Vince right away, turn me out right away, and try to hit into the B gap. Is what seemed to be a game plan play for them was to attack the line of scrimmage right away. I mean, it didn't really feel like or look like. It was trying to read many blocks. It was a little like I hand it off and go. And on a particular play, really in the series, Woody had came out. I was playing against Damian Woody, a former player for us, and he came out, and I was, you know, locked up with him. But he tried to high on me right away, back hit right away up in the gap, ace block right away on Vince. I made it 1-on-1 with the linebacker, and I could have squeezed some more. So. I remember right after that play, I told Woody, I was like, I got something for that high arm, you know. So after that, he came out and he did the same thing, and I got rid of him real quick, and then I got in the backfield, and you know what I mean? So
yep.
That kind of, you know, that's kind of, you kind of offset it, you know, like that.
It's hard to win games on the road in the NFL. I don't care who you're playing. It's a hard thing to do.
Yep.
And you think about the Jets. I mean, that's a division opponent, division. It's a real rivalry here.
Yep.
You guys have won 8 straight games down there.
Yep.
I mean, that doesn't seem that That sort of streak's almost as amazing as winning 21 regular season games in a row, I think.
Yeah, I mean we've had some success, and due to our preparation, you know, and as my man Rodney say, you know, proper preparation leads to prevents poor performance. Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Does he say that fast too?
Yeah.
He can say it.
I think he's been saying it since he was 6 years old, so that's why I say it so well.
We got to get you out of here. They're telling me you got stuff to do. Yep. Great to see you.
All right, we'll do. Thanks,
Ty. Thanks.
Ty Warren joining us on a Patriots Monday.